It's Marketplace Tech for August 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, the PGA Championship kicks off. 156 will golf. Millions will watch. Golf was supposedly invented in the Middle Ages. In this age, the game looks different. The technology goes beyond the clubs, the balls, and the carts, as Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The good news for the PGA Championship is that last year, it got its highest TV ratings in 5 years, with almost 12 million viewers. The bad news is that almost twice as many 20 and 30-somethings do yoga as play golf. Jason Simmons teaches sports marketing at the University of Cincinnati.
With the decline in popularity in golf, both in terms of spectatorship and participation, PGA needs to do something to spice it up.
Simmons says that's one force driving golf's high-tech embrace. Major tournaments, including the PGA, are using live drone videos, beacons to keep track of players on the course, statistics measured with lasers.
Well, I think every sport sees that technology can make their product a lot better on television.
Victor Matheson teaches sports economics at the College of the Holy Cross. He says for about 15 years, golf was able to rely on major stars.
They had this guaranteed draw with Tiger Woods. Obviously, that's faded now, and it's not clear whether there's someone on the horizon.
Don't tell that to 21-year-old Jordan Spieth. He's favored to win this weekend. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Staying on technology intersecting with sports, there's a pretty great online documentary series I've been watching from the new website Tech Insider. It's a documentary about a super popular game called League of Legends. Sam Rega is the director of the documentary series called League of Millions. Sam, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For the uninitiated, what is League of Legends and what is the esport madness that is happening right now?
League of Legends is one of the most popular computer games. You have two teams, and each team is trying to destroy the other team's base. There are five people or five champions, and they go through the whole base, and ultimately you want to get to the other team's nexus, and that is at the end of the base.
People will actually go to watch people do this in a sports arena. They'll watch professional team like Team Liquid, which is the team that you guys follow in this documentary series, play this game. And these kids get, what, six figures?
The youngest were talking like 18, 19. And then the oldest were looking at 23, 24, maybe 25. Get back to your question. The range is around 60,000 at the bottom. And that's a combination of Riot will give each team a stipend. And then it's up to the whole team to give an amount of money. So that's from sponsorships. That's from raising money. That's from streaming and advertising.
Why is it a compelling spectator sport? You've watched it a bunch now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Are you into it? Are you like buying the Cracker Jacks?
It's because you want to watch the people that are the best at this. Whether you play or you really like baseball, basketball, or football, you want to watch the best teams. You have a team that you're following, and it's the exact same thing. Esport, sport, they happen to be playing video games, and you're invested in it, so that's why you want to watch them.
Sam Rega is director and producer of League of Millions. It's a documentary series from Tech Insider about the growing world of esports. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Episodes of the documentary are at techinsider.io and posted at facebook.com/marketplacetech. Fair to say this has been a big summer for car hacking. Fiat Chrysler had to recall 1.4 million Jeeps after researchers proved a security hole that allowed them to kill vehicle transmissions. Hackers proved they could plug a laptop into the dash of a Tesla Model S and drive it. And this week, researchers killed the brakes on a Corvette, using a device drivers are putting into their cars to save on insurance. Senior writer at Wired, Andy Greenberg, has been doing a lot of key reporting on car hacking. Andy, how are you?
I'm good.
This is the second story that we've had in a couple of weeks. tell me about it. This is a different situation, but it impacts a certain kind of car and a certain kind of dongle you would plug into the car.
Just last month, a couple of hackers showed that they could break into a Jeep Cherokee over the internet, but that required them to hack into the internet connection of the computer in the dashboard. What this new group of researchers at the University of California in San Diego has shown is that there are actually all these consumer devices that we just plug directly into our dashboards. That's an easy way to hack into a vehicle and take over really sensitive physical components of it.
What is something that users often will put into their car these days that can be hacked in this way?
Lots of insurance companies now will just give you one of these little dongles. You plug it into a port, and it can track your car's speed and location, and beam that back to the insurance company, and as a result, you get a discount on your insurance rates. The researchers found that this little device has the cellular connection through text messages. As a kind of proof of concept, they plugged one of these into a Corvette and then attacked it to take over its windshield wipers just as a kind of initial test, and then also enable and disable its brakes at will.
Are we at a point where national regulatory bodies need to start thinking about these instances of car hacking as actual safety failures of car makers and should be investigating and thinking about actually having those companies do recalls?
I think car makers are only just starting to think about that they have to deal with hackers. And we've seen this kind of cat and mouse game play out with Google and Microsoft and Apple for decades. And car makers are only just kind of beginning to realize that they're in this game. And it's going to be years more before they catch up, I think.
Andy Greenberg is senior writer at Wired Magazine. Andy, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.